No. Onamur Lola. We talked a little bit here, a little bit there. Onamur Lola. Ben Shogeg, Ben Mezid, Ben Er, Ben Yosh. Okay, that's the first part. There I'm talking about Oram HaMazik, not Oram HaChovel. And Chovel, Sima es en Chavero, Veshibra es HaKelim, Veshalem Nezek Sholem. So, Sima es en Chavero, Rashi Afilu B'Shogeg. Now, the two separate parshas in the Torah, and two separate Xeros HaKosos. So, if you on the one hand, you have a pasuk in the Amor, Makeh Behemu Yishalmena, and it's a very interesting pasuk. Ishkit and Mumbam and Aft Makeh Behemu Yishalmena Nefesh Tachas Nefesh. What this word Nefesh Tachas Nefesh means, we got to is Rav Chaim as an Arichas on it. Now we're talking about Chovel, a human being injuring another human being. Kashe Osa Ken Yotzalo, Sheva Tachashev, Ryan Tachasayan, Shane Tachashane. Okay, Kashe Yitimu Mos Ken Yotzalo. Then to umak be me shamena. Again, goes back to it. Umak. So Rashi says one is talking about killing the animal, one is talking about wounding the animal. Makodam yumbos. Okay, now. Two very separate parshas and two separate isurim. The isur of makeh adam, makeh of mazik. The Rambam says, now to understand the isur of mazik, there are two levels of mazik. Mazik number one, if I damage. Mazik number two, if my property damages. And the Rambam says in Perek Hey, Niskei Momon Halacha Aleph, he's talking about a behema. My animal goes into somebody else's reshus and begins doing damage there. So the owner of the place that he is, behema shaisaroa upirsha v'nichnasa basado subakramim avishadaylo hezikim. You give hasrat to the owner, take care of your animal, it's running around, you don't do anything. Yesh rishus the bala sada lishkoto so shkita ksheira, you can shachtu v'omu the bala, here, take it. Why? It's also for a person to be masik and to pay. He said, don't worry, my animal will do what it will. I'll pay you for it. No. Also to damage. But what about this animal? This animal is not the person. It's also ligromas hanezek. So the Rambam is coming and telling me that the avera of having my animal damage, an avera of allowing my animal to damage. Why? It's a gram nezek. Now where's the Rambam coming from? So there is an idea that floats around the world in the name of Reb Chaim that makes zero sense. Therefore Reb Chaim couldn't have said it. In practice, he didn't say it. Yaveris v'lo yishmerenu. The problem is, if you, there's not one of the Monei HaMitzvahs that includes v'lo yishmerenu as one of Tariag Mitzvahs. So it can't be an aver of v'lo yishmerenu. There's no such thing. And, okay. What the Reb Chaim did say is there is an avera of lo samer al dam reyacha. What does that mean? Lo samer al dam reyacha means I'm not allowed to stand and watch someone drowning. I have to save him. I'm not allowed to watch someone's moment being lost. I have to save it. And if I'm not allowed to watch someone's moment being lost, I'm certainly not allowed to be mazik. That's number one. And not only am I allowed to be mazik, I'm not allowed to be goring. So, where's this idea coming from, v'lo yishmerenu? Let's take a look at the pasuk. Pasuk Mishpatim. Shor killed someone. And if it is a Shor, this is the first pasuk is talking about a Shor Tam. Not Shor Tam Shehizik, it's Shor Tam Shehemis, so Adam. And what is the pasuk say? The owner was warned and did not watch it. So it must have done an avera. To say you did the Avera V'lo Yishmerenu, it's not one of Tayag Mitzvah, it can't be. So, it means he's a Rotzeach, he's a Gram Rotzeach. Why? V'lo Yishmerenu, what is the Pasuk telling me? The Pasuk telling me, I have a Chiyuv Shmira on my Shor, and if I don't watch my Shor, and I'm Poshea in the Shmira of my Shor, I'm a Gram Rotzeach. Okay, so then now this is never. So what is it telling me? Every time I have a chiyuv shmira, and I don't exercise my chiyuv shmira, and in the case of a killing, I'm the grand rotzeach. In the case of niskei mamon, if I don't watch my property, I'm a grand mazik. That we learn out from this law of shmirana is not an yisur. It tells me a very important idea. Oshmerenu tells me an idea that where there is a Chiyuv Shmira and I don't execute my Chiyuv Shmira, and I'm poshea my Chiyuv Shmira and something happens, I'm not a mazik, but I'm a goreng. In the case of Misa, I'm a Gram Rotzeach. Gram Rotzeach, I'm Misa Veshamayim. Now, we'll get to why if my mom is mazik, I have to pay. It's a separate issue. But that is where v'lo yishmerenu is. Rashi has two days saying the same thing on Daf Tes Amud Beis.
In terms of al lo samer al dam reyacha, is it the maisa, is the maisa aveira, or it's just the results?
It's a very good question. That question is nogea, it's sugyan ksubis. Why? Because Allah of Komerei B'Rabbanei Zorach Chetz B'Shabbos V'Kor Shirayim B'Alichoso. He's part of the Komerei B'Rabbanei. Okay, wonderful. So There are some who will say this is not our point. I'm not going into detail. Kavanah Rabbanei is only if it's for the chiyuv momenah as a result of an avera. Anyone who says the chiyuv momenah as a result of an avera has to say, is the only time you say Kavanah Rabbanei has to say mazik momenah because it is a ma'aseh avera. But not everyone holds that. And it's a very, whether it's because certainly if I'm not allowed to stand by and watch someone's property being destroyed, destroying it is an avera. Destroying is an avera. If I see you about to destroy someone's property, I can prevent it, so I'm supposed to prevent it. I can't destroy it myself. Now, Rashi says in Daf Tetzamet Beis, Kol shechavti bishmiraso, pechshati es nisko. Sheneschayavti bishomro, shat kloma, im hizik, hechshati, zimanti osek hezik, I caused the hezik, shlo shimarti v'yofer. Kach motzos. Vishtachmin, he gives another. Going to the first one, I'm considered a goreng. And this is a very important idea. We'll come back to it many, many times during the year. Learning all sorts of onion of mazik mama. We have a goring. That's it. There's an avera. That's number one. Now, that's so. Onam mazik, there's an avera. Mamana mazik, there's an avera. Now I have to pay. Does that have anything to do with an avera? Two independent things. So it could be two independent things. So, you have Adam Mu'ad Lova. Where's that coming from? The difference between Shortam and Shomu'ad. What is a Shortam? A Shortam is a regular tame animal that damages an animal that ain't dark or lahazik. The goes and damages is you have to pay chatzi nezek. It's a tam. After three times, the potzel limim huad bivolovol, and it does it three times, and the owner is warned, it becomes a shomuad. Shomuad means you chayev nezek sholei. Now, for instance, at the end of the first perek, you have what about if I have my pet lion? And I had to keep a pet lion running around. We say, so it says, take a look and up tezvavim at base. Chamisha tamen v'chamisha muadim. Habehema, a normal animal. Animal where this lo ligach, lo ligov, lo lishach, lo lirbot, lo lirbot. Hashem. Shane, if I have food and I have an animal, I know it's naturally going to eat the food. And it's a mood from the very beginning. You don't have to want it. Hashem, who had the spechels, haroilo. Haregel, if you trample on something, it's a mood. It's a regular activity, and you're chayim nezek sholeh. Shua mood, shua mazik, okay. Has the Ave Ha'ari Hadov Hanoma Vahabardalus? A wolf. A lion. A bear. Manoma is a leopard. A Bartalus. The whole issue what a Bartalus is. So say it's a coyote. Anochash. And wild and a poisonous snake. Hari Elu Mu'adim. The Mu'ad. Mu'ad means something, a case, your Chayab Nezek Sholem. Completely. You know, in these cases, it's only someone that dark away the chalazik. Now the Gemara says, you have other mu'ad lolo. That means an adam is chayim nezek sholem. What does the word mu'ad mean? He is responsible for what he does. It's chayim nezek sholem from the start. Adam mu'ad lolo. Now, is an adam dark away the chalazik or not dark away the chalazik? So the Gemara, that's the Gemara earlier. The Gemara earlier says what? Oh, there's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says like this. Arba avos nazikin. There are four types of mazik. Okay. Habo, hashor, habo, hamave, vayahever. Now what is mave? Mave, the Gemara says, the machlokas, whether it's Odom or Sheng. Gemara says, ay, v'chi Odom dark lahazik. And he says, Yosh, what does it mean? Here, but the Mishnah says what? Mishnah is very, very clear. Shmiratzon Alecha. There's a chi of Shmirah. Where it says, Odom Shmiraz Gufo Olav. I have to watch my goof that I do not damage. So we have a number of different aspects operative in Odom HaMasik. There's an Issa. It's separate as a chi of Shmirah. And we have something else. We know Makabeim and Shomen have to pay. What's the relationship between all of these? What's the relationship between all of these? So the Gemara says, says, Minahani Mili, that Adam were Lola. Oma Chiski, or Chinkana de Be Chiski. Oma Kro, Petsa, Tachas, Potsa, the rabbles, and Sanshoge, Kamezit, Ala Onis Karos. We have a separate people. Why would I need a separate people? We'll see. Well, the Rambam quotes the Havoch of Onus, or the word Allah. He doesn't quote this pasuk. The Rambam says something different. Or the word Allah. Barely see here. Aluf. One. Barely see here. Zion Allah Allah. Shenema umaka behemi yeshalmeno lochilak hakotzu ben shogeg lemeisit. Perk aleph halachir aleph. Says like that. Adam buad lola. Ben shogeg lemeisit ben aben yoshin ben shok ben shikur. Im chava b'chaver. He's a gemar b'chaver meshalim in the yavon uchotze. U'mshayoshin chayim. Shalom, she yesh no kechum, it's happy kechum, v'yizik at chaveiro. Okara. Okay. V'yim hizik lo yoshim po. Depends who to lay down next to. She zeh she nicho hu amuad she posha. What does he mean? Amuad she posha. If he would say hu amuad, there's one thing. Ram throws an extra word here. She posha. The moment you have a pshia of somebody else, that relieves the achrayas of the Odom HaMasik. It doesn't say huamud. Huamud shepasha. So here, the Rambam isn't pattering this person who turns over because it's an honest karma. No. He's pattering him because there's somebody else who did a pshia. Now, what about Onas Gomer? Ramses Ha'ola Basulam, where is that? I mentioned it. Vav Dalet, right here. Oysach, he says, I'm going up a ladder. Ladder seems to be good and solid. Now I don't realize inside one of the rungs there's some rot that happened, and it can't support a normal human being's weight. Going up, fall down, damage. He says, Harris the Potter, she's umaku bidei shamayim. Doesn't say anything. The umaku bidei shamayim. So Onus Gomer is Potter. Why is Onus Gomer Potter? Why is Onus Gomer Potter? So here he's shown him split. It goes to the heart of why in order of Mazik is high. We saw in Mugay Yosef is very, very clear. He's coming off the Yerushalmi in a different way than the Rambam is coming off the Yerushalmi. Ben Yoshim, Mishum Shogeg, Lo Tamil Machai, Shogeg, Shu, Er. Yoshin honored Kamashman, I feel Yoshin. Me, I'm Rim Yerushalmi, I made the Yoshin Chai, I made the Yoshin, So the Rambam says what? Mugay Yosef says same thing as the Rambam Lechora, that I feel Yoshin, you know, because there's a poshe. Then he goes on. And it says, an owner's gomer. But he has another issue besides Yerushalmi. He has the Gemara here, Chavav Amid Beis. The Gemara Chavav Amid Beis has what? He has a rock in his lap, and someone put it there while he's asleep, and then he gets up. The end of an awful in the Zigan Chayev. Why is he Chayev? So it says like this. What does it mean? I could have checked. I never dreamed that someone put something in my but it's possible to have checked. But let's say something I could not have checked at all. That's an onus gomer. Something, there's nothing I could have done about it. There's nothing for me to check under any normal circumstances. Onus gomer, he goes, how do you shall me? Oh, he goes back to Yerushalmi. So I may have said what he said before is the poshea. No. On a patch of silver, an arrow, sasa dog. Okay, so now we have to understand what it is, an arrow, sasa dog. It's how he understood it, how we understand an arrow, sasa dog in general. Which is going to be a very key and critical thing. We have a word of Kofches on the base, I mentioned. Kav Chesam Beis tells me as follows. I trip, I make a bor ba'onis in such a way that it's not gomer. I'm not chayef. I don't become a bal habor. Why not? Lanar olsasadov. Now, I could have understood that in a whole variety of ways. And there are three ways to understand Lanar sasadov. One is Lanar sasadov is a Ptor in Onshin. One is Lanar sasadov, on is not Machayev anything. And the third is onus is not my mice. Not my mice, something else caused it. Okay. Now, what would lead me to, if I say that it's only a din and onshin? Why would I say it? I'd say it, there's a very strange Rambam. Rambam says, in the middle of a shiur, call me back. Yeah. Hello. I'm in the middle of... אני באמצע שיעור, אני לא יכול לדבר. וכאשר אליי ג'וי יותר מוכר. Didn't understand English, I'm saying Hebrew. ציוונו מאונו שאונוס על חית שחוטו, או שאונוס על מעשהו, ואמור יסעה לו ולנער וססת בו. רם, tell me about knowledge. Vabiano Nato Shize Alav Enomani Avushli law. If so in our Nusa what is a Shlila? A Shlila tells me a fact. A Losa says something I'm not allowed to do. Ramban says, what is this Lanaro Sasa Dorba tells me? A very bone is not Navera. Not Navera. So what's Ram talking about? Ram says clearly, he doesn't have Shlilos. So apparently Rav Chaim said, according to Ram, Maisa Vera bonus is a Maisa Vera. Except there's no onus. Okay. So wait one second. So let's just begin to think. But I could say it's not a Maisavera. Or I could say in Metzius, not Machayim, anything independent of Vavers. Is there a tissue? Give me a tissue. Okay. Yeah, thank you. Ramban, when he talks, says a Shlila. Lifto hanar marosa. Okay. What? It's a p'tor. I could interpret that. It's not a ma'aseh. I can interpret that in a different way. An owner is not mechayimi in anything. Could say this way, could say that. Or I could say, b'chal, it's not a, it is not a mice. It's not, an owner is not a mice. On the other hand, the Ram is very clear. Yeah, it is an Avera, and Sheth Bezin is not allowed to give someone an onesh. And the Ram is very, very clear. You know, only time he ever calls a narwhal sasa dovar is the Gavay Onsh. Obviously, from our Nusach HaTefillah we have on Yom Kippur, Al Chet Shechoton Lufanecha, but Onus HaBaratzen. We talk about an onus. Apparently, it's an Avera. Okay. So now, Let's try to, so we have a number of different options in understanding what the Mukayos is saying. He could be saying it's an onish. He could say, no, it's not Machayim. He could say, it's not my mind. He could say all of the above. But he's saying something. But he only passes the onus. When the Rambam says something, what is the Rambam talking about? The Rambam is talking about Torah doesn't make a chilek between Meis and Onesh, Makib and Shalmanim. But then he says it's a Makib de Shemayim, he's not telling me anything. I did it by Onesh, it happened de Shemayim. Well, I couldn't control that, whatever. I'm not sure what he says at this point yet. But then we move over to the Gemara Daf Kuf Ches Amud Beis. The Gemara Daf Kuf Ches Amud Beis says that Asiyas Habar Ba'onis is not Asiyas Habar. Wait one second. Can we say it's an onish? Yeah. Why would I say that? Means let's try to understand it. Beginning Baba Kama. Boss says, Ki yiftachish bo, ki yichrish bo, bo yachasena. And I'll fall shalom and shalom chamor. Baal habo yishale. There's a concept we're going to use over and over with Baal HaMazik. There's a bor, and someone is responsible for this bor. I'm the Baal HaMazik. I'm the Baal HaBor. Once I'm the Baal HaBor, then there are a lot of consequences about to become Bala Bor. If I made a Bor, how do I do it? Ki yiftach or ki yichra. If I make it, I become a Bala Bor. If I make a Bala Bor by onus, I don't become a Bala Bor. Is Bala Bor in onish for an Abeva or just stop? It's a Metzias. So, I told you there's a Tosfos that bears on an Aleph. Was a Mechilt. Yitzach Yishbo, Yitzach Yishbo, and Lord Yitzach.
Psicha Chayva, Kriyalo Kolshki. Elishin, Onshin Momen Miradin. Now that's a very powerful statement. If I take it very literally, so what is it saying? It tells me that I become a Bala Bor, so I did not bear it. Every Bor shall be shus. It's the Gemara that above him and out at the very bottom. I could say it, or I could say, in onshin mom radin, I could say. So that may lead me to believe that it's possible to say, I'm not saying it's mukhla to say, it's an onish for the avera siyas habor. And Lara says it's not an avera, or knabim mecha, or it's an onish. And there's no onish, even an onish moment for an onish. Number one. Number two, I could say, not an Aveira. And I need an Aveira. And even though, forget Onish, I could say, it's not Mechayev me anything. It's not my mice. It's a bunch of things. They all fit there. So we don't have at this point anything very, very clear what exactly is happening when I was Sassadu when it comes to Otam HaMazik or when it comes to Asiyas Habor. Could be many things. All of these are possibilities, and as we go through sugyas, we're going to have to see, are we going to get any indication of the sugya, how it works. The only one we... Okay.
let's say I dig a bore on Shabbos. I dig a bore on Shabbos when I say Kama Rabin. I'm sure everyone says yes. If it's an orange for Navarra, why if I dig a bore on Shabbos am I chayev? Think about it. I'm not allowed to dig a bore on Shabbos. I dig a bore on Shabbos. Come here and put. Think about, is it true or not true? Okay. Now, here we bump into Tosis. Tosis is bothered very. What happened? The Gemara says like this. Let's read the Gemara at the beginning of Chamineach. Chamineach tzakabish asarabim. Wach, when this goes, she report. Muzubo balachal is chaya. The Gemara says like this in other days. Unlike Potter, if someone leaves something in Rishus HaRabim, and I break it in Potter. And my potty, boy, they lunate. I watch where I'm going. Watch where I'm going. And therefore, and the Gemara goes through. where it says, Male, Shalom Kuru, Shmuel Oma Ba'afela Shol. It's a dark, it's late at night. I have a right to walk in Shus HaRabim. There's a limit how much I can. Someone leaves a watch on the sidewalk. While I'm walking on the sidewalk, I step on the watch and I break the watch. I have a pot. It says pot. Why? When pot? So, the Gemara begins, Shmuel says it's at night, and there's a limit to how much I can watch. Okay. So, here we're talking. The Gemara talks about something else. The Gemara talks of a cot, not a watch. And I trip on this. Boy, they live. Then the Gemara has another mandala turns over, it's around the corner. And the Gemara says, Amalei Ravavul Ravashi Yochi Amri Mamarava Mishmei Dura Rav Ula Ravi Loi Ifi Shein Dakin Shumei Odom His Bone and Bidroch. I'm allowed, and the Gemara's Maskona is, I'm allowed to walk in Rishus HaRabim. And the normal person isn't watching exactly where he's stepping. Therefore, if I break something, I'm poor. But Tosfos begins way before that, Bafelet's night. When the Gemara is assuming, not, I have to check where I'm walking. But at night, I can't check where I'm walking. Because it's an onus. Now, Tosfos then goes on to something else. Or the plea will come on in this cup or share who low. That doesn't apply here. That's when I trip on my own feet. Here I trip on something else. Shinizka machmas mirshova loy boile lune onosu. I'm an onus. If I trip on something else, and I break it, and it's at night, I'm an onus. At night, during the day, whatever, I'm an onus. I, onus, orum chayv, orum olam. Yeah, I'm onus karot. I'm an onus karot, orum amasi, depends on the tachat spots, onus karot, lo, rovi rachman. Now, Tosis is saying something opposite completely from Nukhe Yosef. Nukhe Yosef begins, I'm always tired, and I need a reason to pater me. And then I come up with Onos Rachmona Pacha. Tosis says, no, I need reason to be Machayev me. And I have different Ribuyim. And the Ribuyim don't go, it's a Shogeg, it's called all sorts of Ribuyim. It doesn't include Onos. But not an honest call. Rabbi Yerushalmi, how does he know? Quotes Yerushalmi. Now, a different version of Tosis, and it's a very important alternative idea, is if you, the Kovetz, he has a different set of Tosis. The Talmud Rabbeinu Tam. He begins. For my stomach, if I can see it, my eyes aren't the greatest. For Marby, he begins the idea. Okay, I'll see you after a while. He's going to end up in the same conclusion as Tosis. But, he said, but, don't tell me Onus Gomer, Lenaro Sasadom. So you have two different ways of approaching it. You have one way of approaching it. I need a reason to be Machayev all the way up. And I never get the Ribuyim up to Onus Gomer. The other is I'm always Chayim and I have a reason to patter it. And that is Vanaro Sasadovo or Sasadovo. And then question, how far down the ladder do I go when I say that? Okay. These are the two approaches. And you're a fine John Gomer. He said, Rob Shita. Then he goes through all the Tosas he writes. Even within Tosas, there are two ways of approaching Tosas to getting to Tosas' conclusion. The Rambam is very difficult to say exactly where he's coming from. Okay, so then the Gemara goes on. This is the picture we have on us. Why? Now let's see Tosfos goes on. Shalmi poto adam shigar shivishin and hezik l'sheni abuat solishin. Chema goes a baser. Gabe hiniach ma avim parah shu'ula. What is that? Father left the parah shu'ula. He borrowed something. He didn't tell his children it's borrowed, and they shechta. So they put it from as a mazik. Why they put those in Masik? Because they didn't know. Apparently. There's nothing they could have done to check. Here we're talking about an owner's gomer. An owner's gomer means nothing to check. Nothing to do about it. If there's no one to ask. They find this cow in their father's property. They think it's their father's cow. Why? Chazok komash dog tarz yom arishlo. You're allowed to make that assumption that Shechten are not their father. There's no one to ask, no one knows anything, no proof, anything. Well, they're going to go around and knock on every door and 10,000 people, they can't do that, I'm going to do that. And on it's gone. What happens? Your two cars are driving. One slams on the brakes, and the guy in back of it goes into him. But what's the Gemara's case? The Gemara's case is I'm carrying a barrel, something on my shoulder, and now the guy's carrying a 2x4, a plank, and the guy, and the one with the chovitz stops, and the other one plows into him. Potter. Why on us? So now Tosis, until now Tosis talked in terms of owner's gone. Now Tosis begins to move down the ladder a little bit. You know the doctrine of Mazik Mifta Ba Ona Shuka and Geneva. Okay. Now, what are we talking about? Let's back up a little into Hilchos Shomrim. There are basically three levels of Shomrim. The Shomer Chinam, who's chayiv if he's a poshea. Shomer Socher is chayiv for Gneva Aveda, and a Shomer is chayiv even for Ons and Gomorrah. Now, with that in mind, Tosfos says, wait a second. Gneva and Aveda are two very separate types of things. The Aveda is a shogeg karav lemezid, and Gneva is a shogeg karav laonas. Adam Amazik is not only potter known as gomer, he's potter also in a shogeg karav laonas. And the only time he's chayiv is in a shogeg karav lemezid, a pshia, shogeg karav leposhea. Now that's coming all the way down, far away from where the Rambam. When you say it depends on Min HaShemayim, or when you say it depends on Lanaros HaSadov, that's an Onus Gomor. I have absolutely no control of the situation. But here I have it. So where's the Gemara from? Amar v'chavos mimokom l'mokom. He says, I take a chavis from one place to the other place. Means I'm carrying a bunch of bottles. Ogum and Mokum, and they break. But I'm going to buy a show. Now, what I want to do tomorrow, I'll stop here today. I outlined exactly a lot of different cheshbonos. I want to see inside, go through inside the sugya ma'a b'chovos mokom l'mokom. Inside arba nichnut, inside all of these sugyas, and see exactly. Because what Tosis is doing, Tosfos has now changed the entire focus. Just understand where Tosfos is coming and what I believe Tosfos is saying. Tosfos says, I have to learn the Begidrei Shmira, the Shama Chinam, Shama Socha, a Shama this, a Shama that, a Pshia this, a Pshia that. Tosfos makes perfect sense if we say, Odom Shmira Tzgufo Olof. The question is, how much Shmira do I have to have about myself, like a Shama Chinam? And the different levels of Shmira. Then Tosfos makes perfect sense, and because he's working in a whole different world than the Rambam and the Mukhei Yosef are working. A whole different world. He's working in Shmira, and where's it coming from? What level of Shmira do I have? Then in that world, I understand where Tosfos is coming from. If you take a look, everyone should have a kovetz. If you take a look in Tosfos Rabbeinu Tam, he is going to end up with the same conclusion as Tosfos, but he begins with Vonar Lo Sasa Dover. That's what he said. Sometimes I look, Tosfos is from the bottom up, either from the bottom up or the top down. Mukhei Yosef begins, okay. Wait a second. Anything underneath that is possible. Ram says, Makabemi Yisham Menem. Always high. Oh, Makabemi Yisham is possible. Anything underneath that is possible. Tosfos says, no, I have a Reboy. The Reboy is Marbet. That means, other than Mazik, but Mazik, I need a Posik, a Posik, a Posik. The question is, how many took him? How I'm moving up a ladder, how far up the ladder do I go? Totally different Mahalach. And then he's working, how far up the ladder do I go? All in the Gidrei Shmira, how much Shmira do I need? It's a whole different way of looking at things. Now, Chemurcha b'metzia d'al onas goma poto adam d'etnan on perik sochan sumna ha'mavachos mokum lakum. And he go through a whole bunch. We'll have to compare them to get a clear picture how everyone is defining what an Odom HaMazik is all about and how we deal with that. So before we even jump off to the Ramban, which is an extreme sheet, we have to see these sugyas inside. So we'll be seeing, first of all, we'll be going through the sugya b'metziya ma'avachavos from makom l'makom. And that, because that for Tosfos is becoming a very, very key sugya. That's a shambling matter.